a support system. The Book of Mormon describes the nurturing that was given to those who joined the Lord's Church in ancient America. Moroni records, "After they had been received unto baptism, and were wrought upon and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were numbered among the people of the Church of Christ, and their names were taken, that they might be remembered and nourished by the good word of God, to keep them in the right way, to keep them continually watchful unto prayer, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who was the author and the finisher of their faith." Close quote. The church follows the same pattern today, because all people need a support system. In fact, if we examine the significant organizations and programs that societies have created to help people improve their lives, we find that they almost always involve some kind of support system to provide encouragement and affirmation. We are all human beings with hearts that need to be loved and nourished and cultivated. And those who have entered into the gospel covenant need to feel Christ's love, not only through His Spirit, but also through other people who share their commitment to the Savior. When they experience this love, it has a tendency to keep them in the right way, the path of eternal life. As I've studied the total program of the church, I've come to realize that it serves every need of man's nature. Not only his spiritual needs, but in part his physical, educational, and social needs as well. This realization has strengthened my testimony that the church is truly God's kingdom on earth. It is a magnificent organization. There is no institution anywhere to compare with it. It lifts anyone who gets involved with it to a much higher level. It is a church of works, service, and contribution based on faith in Jesus Christ. It deals not only with man's earthly condition, but with the processes that deeply change a human soul, because its ultimate object is the salvation, perfection, and exaltation of God's children. Order and direction to accomplish the Lord's work. Another reason for the church organization is to provide an orderly way to take the first three events of the restoration. That is, a correct knowledge of God and of ourselves, a true understanding of Christ and His atonement, and an opportunity to enter into the gospel covenant through the ordinances of the priesthood. To all people, again, to all people on both sides of the veil, our Heavenly Father has commanded that the gospel and its ordinances be made available to everyone, both the living and the dead, because He loves all of His children. Of course, there must be some kind of directing authority and coordination to see that this work is done properly and effectively. He says, "Behold, mine house is a house of order, saith the Lord God, and not a house of confusion." Thus, under priesthood authority, the necessary structures and systems have been established to proclaim the gospel, perfect the saints, and redeem the dead. The Lord relies on His covenant people to accomplish these things. When we receive the atonement through our obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel, we're paid for. Our lives have been bought by the suffering of our Savior, and we become His stewards. And what do stewards do? They take His gospel to the rest of the world. Thus, we are to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all places, as Mosiah stated.